Halfway to Crazy. It's episode 471 with plugins for quizzing to crazy, knowing your age, keeping healthy, levels of crazy, crazy security, custom content, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I am John Overall, and with me today is...
Amber Overall.
Absolutely. She's here to stay. We got her hooked, and she's going to be on the show for now and forever till the end of times. All right, this is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. You can start by getting out there and subscribing to the newsletter, telling people about it, rope them into this, and let them know about the greatest podcast of WordPress plugins A to Z. You can catch it all live every Thursday at noon Pacific Daylight Time on our YouTube channel. So go check it out there. This is episode 30 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 471, and the days are getting shorter. And now's the time to find yourself an oasis like the one over at theroguestavern.com. Check it out and relax. We are now 30 weeks into 2020, 19 weeks of the Rona. The doom and gloom seems to never be ending, but have no fear. WP Plugins A to Z is here to lift your soul. The opportunities have never been better in the world as they are right now. So get into action, start grabbing them while you can. Things you can do to help your soul and your life and everything else. Start first, minimize your exposure to the M5M media, mainstream media. Work on your own little part of the world to make it a little bit of a better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same. Fix their little portion of the world also. Don't worry about the things you cannot control. You can't do anything about them anyway. It's good to be apprised of the information, but if you can't control it, there's nothing you can do. Stop accepting and doing things that may not be in your best interest. After all, nobody cares about you but you. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting others. You will find the rewards will follow when you do that. When you do these things here. All right, so what have we got?
What you gonna do? It's time for me.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have tech news. All right, so what do we got this week? Not a heck of a lot in the tech news, just a couple of quick articles here to help folks out. And the first one we've got up here is, are plugin authors to blame for the poor admin notices experience? Well, this article here, when you read the title, the first thing you think of is for the poor admin notices, and the experience just doesn't jump in your head. And of course, yes, plugin authors are partly to blame, but it's also WordPress that's partly to blame also, because plugin authors need to put notices up. Granted, I can live with that. Some plugin authors go bleeping nuts with the notices. Man, you got way too many unnecessary ones, etc. This article here goes into a good description and a nice discussion talking about how WordPress should build out something to help manage the admin notices. And those are the notices that plugin authors use to say, hey, there's an update, something's changed. Hey, we want to sell you something. We want to sell you some more something, something, something. And there are plugins to help manage these notices. And I've tried a few of them over the last few years, but I have yet to keep one, because what happens is inevitably it interferes with other functions of the site. So I have one. I have yet to find one that stays. If you check back in the reviews I've done over the years, you'll find I've reviewed several of them. I probably gave them a good rating at the time, but of course, you know, 6 months later, I turfed it and I never came back and rated it again. So you might check this article out, get a little bit of an opinion on it, spout your opinion if you've got one, see if things change. Nothing? Okay. All right, next one I have for you here is understanding the WP cron. Now, if you don't know what the WP cron is, this is something that you will inevitably have to deal with on your website. The WP cron is the pseudo cron job that every time someone hits your website, there's a whole bunch of background jobs that get done, such as publishing posts, checking dates, I can't think of all the little things, updates, you know, checking for updates, et cetera, that go on because of the WP cron. Now, the WP cron has been problematic since its invention. Now, I live with it working on most of my websites, but on the whole, you need to probably get rid of the WP cron because there is some code you can drop into your functions file to make the cron not fire. But then if you do that, you got to make sure you're on a quality hosting provider like johnoverall.com that allows you to go in to your cPanel and create proper cron jobs that fire less often than when people hit your website and still get all the tasks done that need to be done. This is a good article that helps explain to you what the cron is, what it does, and of course talks about how unreliable it is and how inefficient it is and how to disable it and create a new proper cron job. So go check this article out. It's very useful. Questions on it?
I'm still wrapping my head around the cron.
Oh, okay.
In general. I read it. I have a basic understanding now, but unfortunately it kind of uses words that I had to also look up in order to understand.
Geek speak. Everyone yes. loves geek speak.
I'm still learning.
Wait, we need a translation device that translates geek speak to English. Yeah, well, you know. All right. The final one we've got here for you is what is up and coming for WordPress 5.5. Now, it's got some of the usual things that are coming up here, but one of the big things that is annoying to me, and that is the auto updates that are being put into it for, okay, we already know that we have auto updates for the WordPress core files, the steps, and the primary ones, and that has broken a few sites for myself. I think it's been about 3-4 years now since they implemented that, and I've had it break sites. What they're implementing now is automatic updates for plugins and themes. Now, if you've been around the WordPress universe for anything longer than 6 months to a year, you have had the wonderful experience of updating a plugin and having shit break. And that's what happens. Plugins break sometimes. The author made a mistake in his update. They've done something different and they break stuff. It happens. It's not the end of the world. But say, for instance, auto updates is working for you and you decide, hey, this is a good weekend to go out there and get myself a hike into the forest where I'm disconnected from the internet and the rest of the world can go F itself. Well, that'll be the moment when an auto update will drop and it will break your website and you won't know it till you get back to civilization. And in the meantime, your clients, your customers, or whoever this website is, are just freaking out and they've left you 24 phone messages asking why their site is broken. So I don't overly like this idea. Fortunately, they give you a way to turn it off. At least that's what I understand. It's going to have a way to turn it off or you have to manually turn it on. That one there I do approve of. And for those that are willing to take the risk, well, more power to them. Looks like they've got some other changes coming. Custom logos, block patterns, a few other things.
Here's a question. What is the HTML change for custom logos about?
I don't know. I only half read that one. Let's see. As part of accessory functions will no longer output a link around. Oh, they're no longer going to output a link around the logo image. You're kidding me, right?
So does that mean that you can no longer use the logo to go back to the home page?
What I'm reading here is what it's going to do is it's no longer going to link the logo when you're on the home page of the site, not when you're on the rest of it.
Oh.
It sort of makes sense so that people can't click the logo and refresh the home page, but it seems like a pointless venture.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of crazy stuff happening. Line heights, custom units. Go read the article, find out what's coming in WordPress 5.5. They're going to cram some fun stuff down our throats. Some of it'll be good. Some of it'll be what? And some of it'll be, why are you doing this again? So anyway, that's all we really got for news. You got anything else this week for fun and entertainment?
Not particularly. I haven't found anything nearly as entertaining as what I found last week. And that Hall of Shame site, they haven't got anything new for me to talk about.
All right. Well, keep apprised of it. We'll get lots of fun entertainment in here to keep you guys entertained. All right. Now, this show, as I mentioned right off the get-go, is a value-for-value show. It does not work without you, the producers, helping to support the show by providing some valuable feedback or information or even value-for-value. I mean, one of the first things we need more than anything else is...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send cash. We can always use some cash. If you can't do cash, well... One of the great things you can do is you can help us with artwork. I mean, I'm one of the few shows out there. I got the idea, of course, stolen from the No Agenda show, in that changing the artwork every week for every show is a really cool thing. You see interest in art. Now, I did it all myself for a while, and now I've got a couple of people producing art regularly and sending it in. Currently, this week's artwork comes from Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital, and it's a really cool shot of the moon, or a half moon, which of course leads to halfway to crazy, because a full moon leads to crazy. So it's a really cool piece of art. I like it and enjoy it, and thanks a lot, Angel. I greatly appreciate you supplying the artwork, and currently you've supplied enough that if I just have you, I've got at least 3 months of art. But if you want to usurp or dethrone Angel, please submit the artwork over at wppluginsatoz.com/artgenerator. That's it. And it's lovely when the brain just does that and the tongue disengages. All right. So a big thank you out there to Angel. Great. Thank you very much. And I greatly appreciate it. And for those of you watching live, you get the sneak peek of what the art looks like before the show goes live. All right, and the executive producers, those are the people that supply cash to the show. Anyone who supplies more than $50 gets a note read out on the show, gets links or whatever they put into the note, linked into the show notes. And they also get executive producer credit for the show. That's a credit you can use anywhere credits are accepted. So a big thank you out there to those. We have no executive producer credits, but a big thank you to all the producers out there who've come in below $50. They remain anonymous, and I thank you very much for those things. Those small subscriptions do help the show out a little bit, and they don't put any money in my pocket, but they do help offset some of the small costs. And a big thank you to those who have hired me because of listening to the podcast. So thank you very much. And what you can do is, of course, donate money to the show. Go to the links in the show notes for that. Submit artwork at the WP Plugins Art Generator. Submit news, articles, information through our contact forms. We can use that. You can also send in suggestions for plugin reviews or create a monthly donation over at Patreon. Okay, so it is time now for the piece that everyone shows up here for. So off we go. It is the meat and potatoes of the show. First off, classic press options. Again, I have not had any work in classic press in the last few weeks, couple of months, so I've not had time to do research in classic press. And I have had quite a bit of work. My schedule's been very full. So unless someone starts supplying me with stuff, classic press will just sit and be a minimal component until we have more information on them or more information crosses my path when I'm looking for something else. And as the usual, the classic press resources are all listed here. Classic Press Club, the forums, Code Potence area. I mean, classic press is a fantastic option if you're needing to get out of the WordPress environment into something a little more stable and better. I'm kind of stuck in the WordPress environment at the moment. Okay, so WordPress plugins. What do we got for you this week? First off, I have for you a plugin called Server Security Anti-Spam and Malware Scan. This is a pretty complete security plugin. I didn't even realize it existed until I was working on a client's website, new project I'm working on. Of course, one of the first things I do is go through all the plugins they have to figure out what they've got, how it works together. This plugin was in there, and it actually kind of locked me out due to a typo, and I had to figure out what it was, disable it so I could log in, re-enable it so I could go in and figure out the settings on it. Really great plugin that sets you up not only to lock people out after failed login attempts, it allows you to set up filters for IP addresses and IP networks, not just a single address, but an entire network. This is very useful. I use an entirely different plugin for this on an intranet site that I work on for a client. And this is a really cool tool to have it all in one. It also allows you to set up an authorized users mode, meaning if someone hits that site and they're not an authorized user, they're automatically sent to a login page. If they can't log in, they can't see anything on the site. And again, I use another plugin for doing that on the intranet I build. This plugin looks like it has the potential to manage an intranet site and so many other things on there. The fact that it has a malware scanner is another useful tool. I'm going to do some more research into this plugin, but just what I've worked with so far on it, quite fantastic plugin. Go check it out, Server Security, Anti-Spam, and Malware Scan. And I give it a, oh, and this is an unusual thing, because it does have a premium version. It's a freemium plugin that I'm looking at. It's very rare that a free plugin gets from me a 5 Dragon rating, because most of the time they get a 4 just because they got a premium version. So anyway, go check out the free version. It's really quite complete for a lot of things it does.
And what I have for you is, the first one I got for you is AgeGate open source. This one is pretty cool. What it does is it creates one of those pop-ups to verify the age of the user. It's pretty easy to work around, but you know, it's good cover for if you have anything that is adult-oriented on your site, like pictures or adult
porn.
Talking.
I didn't say that.
No, not at all. How it works is essentially you plug it in, you activate it, but you can actually set everything on it exactly how you like. They let you put your logo in there. They let you change the name of different things, like the little part that says, please confirm your age. I was able to put, wait, are you legal? Rather than just leave it as it was, which is way better. Pop-ups are so much easier to deal with when they don't irritate you and they actually make you smile. This version allows you to do the age verification for your entire site, or you can choose it for very specific things like posts or pictures. It gives you a list of things to check off, which is really cool if you only have one area that is more adult-oriented. And there is no pro version on this. What you see is actually what you get. So it's pretty awesome that way. It's also very easy to use. I mean, from listening to me for a little bit, obviously you've realized that I don't quite understand everything I'm reading yet. I'm still pretty new to this. But everything on here was able to explain it to me in such a way that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense, and set it all up. I actually really enjoyed using this. I rated it 5 dragons.
Oops, wrong one. Very nice. It does look like an interesting plugin. I haven't used one of these myself for years, but if you're looking for one, go check it out. All right, next item I have for you is called Pods Custom Content Types and Fields. Now, this one here, if you're building out a website, and again, this one came through the discovery of a current project I'm working on that has a lot going on in it, and it had a lot of custom post types in it that were not part of a theme or anything else. These were custom post types created by Pods. And it also allows you to take current post types and enhance them in many ways. You can enhance current post types. You can add custom taxonomies to it. You can add some custom settings to pages. There's a lot that this one does. And this is a free plugin that gives you some massive control over the things you want to do in your website. You can take a plain theme now and go add in those custom post types for things such as your social media or other bits and pieces, and my brain just can't pull the other items out at the moment. But a great plugin seems to work very, very well. And from what I can see from the project I'm working on, it has been used in a fantastic way to create a minimum of 5 different custom post types in this website. So anyway, go check this one out. It is called Pods Custom Content Types and Fields, and I give it a 5 dragon rating.
So for this one that you just talked about, if you make a whole bunch of different, if you make 5 custom ones, can you like repeat them, or does it
kind of custom post type is something such as I'm trying to think of something simple. You've built out your website, you have your standard post types in there for creating all your posts and pages. Now say you need a custom post type for styles of clothing that you're talking about, and this custom post type will have many things about that in there. So you can create these custom post types, add specific fields and information for that custom post type, and display it in a different component of your website, or with different filters, display it only to specific members of your website.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how to deal with it.
It's kind of like a specialized window dressing.
Thanks, Scott. Lead developer for Pods is listening to the show. Thanks a lot, Scott,
for
tuning into the show. Greatly appreciate it. So anyway, it's a great plugin. I really do like it. And it's got a lot of uses from what I can see, especially the project I'm working on now where somebody has used it very, very effectively.
All right, cool.
I don't like to describe my product or projects. That's why I'm avoiding the terms from the project.
All right, and the next one I have is Quiz and Survey Master, or QSM. Parv, I think I said his name right, a marketing manager from Just Hire got in touch with us asking us to review this plugin. I had actually checked this one out before when I was researching a plugin for a client. It didn't really do what I needed it to do. It's great for creating quizzes and surveys if you are only looking for very straightforward yes or no kind of quizzes and very simple surveys. If you're trying to make a quiz that's more along the lines of what kind of animal are you, a unicorn or a pig, then this won't work for you, because when you're doing a quiz like what kind of animal are you, the answers, they kind of interconnect. You get a certain animal based on all the answers you chose all throughout the quiz. So the other one I found was personalities. That's what they called the different things. This one just, it doesn't have that option. There is an option to have a points-based system where the whole goal is to get the largest amount of points throughout the quiz, but I could not for the life of me get the points to show up in the results. It does show up on the QSM dashboard, so I'm thinking maybe it pops up in the person's account or on their profile after they take it. I'm not really sure about that. So QSM would be very useful if you're looking for a simple quiz or survey. It's very straightforward, offers some different color schemes for the question and answer pages, at least on the little comments box below the questions. And the user can share it on social networks and it won't fail. So it could be very useful. Unfortunately, if you want to integrate it with anything like MailChimp, you'll have to pay for the pro options. I personally don't really like this plugin. It just seems very simple with a couple of fancy options added on. And I don't like that you need to get the pro option just to get to the MailChimp options and things like that. So sorry, Parv from Just Hire. I rate this at 3.
Nice job there. Well, I'm not big into quiz plugins, so we'll just leave that one at that. All right. The last plugin I've got for you here today is called Fix Image Rotation. Now, this is an older plugin, and you may or may not need it on your WordPress website. Since WordPress 5.3, this functionality has been merged into the WordPress core, but there's still many people below 5.3, and I think I've been on a site 5.3 or 5.4 that still had a problem with uploading images. What this one does for you, if you upload images to your website from a phone, sometimes you take those things on a phone and the rotation is off on it. Maybe you had the phone upside down or whatever. Well, that's the way the image uploads to the WordPress website. The orientation is off. It's laid down, it's upside down, it's facing the wrong way. What this does is it looks at the EXIF data of the image, and then it reorients the image so that it is properly upright for you automatically, saving you the hassle of having to go in there and manually edit. So it's been updated fairly recent, so they're keeping it up to date. It'll probably eventually be turfed out, and if this functionality is working inside the WordPress core as it's supposed to, it's definitely becoming obsolete. At any rate, if you're having problems with image orientation after uploading the images, check this plugin out. It may help solve that problem for you, so you won't have to worry about it. All in all, not a bad plugin. Go check it out. Fixed image orientation, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
That's interesting. I wonder if that won't actually work with the last plugin I have called MSanity. This one is about photos too. And what it does is it takes those crazy huge images that people upload onto blogs and whatnot, and it automatically resizes them. You can choose the sizing for it, and you can make it so it's like as big as a regular monitor or pretty small. Like, I guess a general label sizes are extra large, large, medium, or small, or thumbnail. You can choose which size it auto resizes to, and it also gives you the option to resize in bulk. So if you load the plugin and you have a whole lot of pictures that you want to resize, you can resize everything all together after you've loaded in the plugin too. One thing is they do put up a warning that if you resize anything, make sure that it's not going to be an issue, like test one or two, because once you resize it with this plugin manually, you can't go back. In the plugin, you may have to like re-upload the image if there's any issues. If you want it to not resize a particular image, you just need to put no resize, one word, in the photo name, because once you plug this in, you turn it on and it goes. There's nothing else you need to do to it. It's got one page of settings, really easy to set up. You just kind of let it go and do its thing. So there's no pro version for this. What you look at is what you get. I rate this at 4.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, this would be a great plugin. Keep in mind, one of the resizing things it's talking about more than anything else is not the resizing of the dimensions of the image, meaning pixel-wise. It's talking about the file size of the image more than anything else. And the file size is what's important here, because your file size, like if you upload a 2 meg image and it can resize it down to a 200K image, that's a significant savings, not only in storage space on your server, but also in speed of loading your web page for that image. Because a 2 meg image takes a hell of a lot longer to load onto a browser than a 200K image. So keep that in mind.
Oh, that actually reminds me, something else I read on this was that it's not good if you need really high def pictures.
Yeah.
It's only good for, you know, regular use.
Yeah, well, if you're building a website, you don't want high def pictures anyway, unless you, because you don't want people stealing your images and printing them.
Good point.
All right, well, that's all we've got for plugins here. This show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. CMS Commander, great. As I mentioned many, many times, I've been using it for about 9-10 years. Go check it out. Please use the affiliate link because they don't pay me for the ad. This is just an affiliate advertisement because I really like the product and I've been using it a long time. All right, finally here, we do have some sort of listener feedback. It's not direct listener feedback this week, but we got mentioned, the WP Plugins A to Z show got mentioned during a Twitter thread. And this was an interesting Twitter thread. I do remember reading bits and pieces about it when it first hit the pages. And this is when Matt Mullenweg, of course, and Matt decided to jump into the fray for Unsplash, calling it sketchy, you know, which is like, well, I don't know, Matt. I read through this little thing here. He talks about the terms. It's unclear what you want their CDN to make, et cetera, not paying for it. It sounds like you're saying, Matt, oh, no, please, people, don't use Unsplash and move off of WordPress.com because we make all that money for CDN and et cetera, et cetera. But, of course, I don't... I'm not even going to go there with Matt. At any rate, it was really interesting stuff. I read the article on it. Unsplash is something I'd heard about years ago. I never used it. They were all about getting images onto your site that are easy and free. And they released their own plugin recently. And that's where this fray began. And it looks like Luke from Unsplash made mention of us about a quick call or being on a podcast. I'd love to get him on one of my interview shows. I've reached out to him. Hopefully he'll contact us back and get him on the show. So it would be really cool to talk to him and find out more. I'd like to find out more about Unsplash since I've never used it. I tend to use a lot of my own images or I get them from another source. At any rate, this is the one thing that always comes to mind when I see Matt jump into the phrase like this and then use the terms like he does. Like, he holds grudges and he looks for ways to destroy people. You can go look back in history, and I can't remember the theme that he did that to, the theming company he did that to, so much so that he overbid to buy out their domain when it came up for sale, and then he redirected it to his own theming business, thereby violating their copyright and trademark. At any rate, here's Matt's famous quote in his own words. For WordPress, we're trying to set up a community that will be around 10 to 30 years from now. I feel like the non-elected, benevolent dictator. It is my responsibility to meet as many users as possible and direct the software project in a way that reflects their interests. So he thinks of himself as the non-elected, benevolent dictator. And I'm sure that thought is still there. So anyway, take what you want from that, but it was really kind of cool to see WP Plugins mentioned in a Twitter thread of that magnitude because that one there generated a lot of stuff going on in it. Go check that one out. Links in the show notes take you to that party and go down that path and have some fun. Okay, contests. We do have a contest. It should be starting tomorrow. It was supposed to start last week or early this week, but life gets in the way. But it should be starting tomorrow, and we are giving away a subscription for Shoutcast. And make sure you check it out. All the details will be published as soon as they're ready, and we'll be talking it up as soon as we get it into the show notes, and we'll get it published on the website, and you can enter that contest simply by going to entering your name and email address, and you could win that subscription for Shoutcast. And if you want to know more about Shoutcast, I do have an interview with Christian from Shoutcast that is online now, and it's a really good interview. Had a great talk with him. I learned a lot about what their system does, and so you can go check out that interview. Again, links are in the show notes for that.
I think you meant Shoutworks.
Shoutworks. Sorry, Shoutworks, not Shoutcast. Thank you. You should have corrected me much sooner.
Took me a moment to realize that you were talking about Shoutworks and not something else.
Yeah, thank you. See, that's why it's good to have a co-host, someone to straighten me out when I've made a mess of things. All right, so closing out this episode for plugins, I covered up the Cerber security, which I gave a 5 to, the anti-spam and malware scan, which I gave a 5. Oh, no, sorry. It's the Cerber security, anti-spam, and malware scan, which I gave a 5 to. I put the 5 in the wrong spot in the line.
Messed That's me a up. Tongue twister, too.
Yeah. I got the pods, custom content types, and fields, which I gave a 5 to, and the fixed image rotation, which I gave a 4 to.
And I got I did Quiz and Survey Master, which I gave a 3-2. AgeGate, which I gave a 5-2. And Imsanity, which I gave a 4-2.
Absolutely. Check them out, those plugins. And a couple quick reminders. Remember to make Amber feel welcome to the show. Send some good feedback. Tell us how we're doing, how she's doing, how the show's doing. Anything is of use to us. Good, the bad, the ugly. We take it all. Okay, and I'm still looking to see about a meetup in August. It may not happen. It seems my August is getting filled with lots and lots of stuff, so we may not be looking at a meetup till September. So keep apprised. I'll let you know as soon as things change. And as I mentioned, there is the new interview out with Christian from Shoutworks. Go check that interview out. It is a really great interview, and you learn a lot about what they do. And if you would like to be interviewed for a show, simply connect with me over at wppluginsatoz.com/interview, and that will connect you right up. And you want to find out more about my particular brand of crazy? Go check out theroguestavern.com. That's pretty much all I got for you. Anything left from you, Amber?
Not off the top of my head. No, I can't think of anything.
Okay, and if anyone's got questions or something they'd like to say, please pop them into the comment section while we're listening to the credits. And before the credits roll, we can't forget, it has slowly become a permanent tradition here. My tequila shooter started right shortly after the Rona started when I couldn't go get my beer. And so I like my tequila shot. Let's take that shot and let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsatoz.com.
Wow.
And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsatoz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsatoz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsatoz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.